Keepers of the Lighthouse, written by Kay Dobby and read by Alice Batt. Can you see it? Laura peered through the storm as lashing rain struck at the thick glass windows of the Wilkins lantern room. 21 small, fragile lamps shone out brightly through their polished reflectors, despite the weather. Well-kept machinery moved steadily, taking the light through its 5-minute rotation, 50 seconds of light and 50 seconds of darkness. Every lighthouse was unique in its clockwork movement, and this one belonged to Benevolence. The granite lighthouse tower had stood solidly atop rocky cliffs for over 30 years, and it still felt strong and safe, even when the world outside was chaos. Her father pointed again, shouting to be heard above the screaming wind and the pounding waves that had come with what had started as a westerly gale. Not uncommon at this time of year, but the gale had turned into a raging storm. Laura caught a glimpse of a small ship, close to the rocks that stretched out from the base of the cliff below the lighthouse. A faint light blinked as the crests of the waves gave way to troughs. "There!" she shouted back. Leo Webster nodded, his teeth clenched around the stem of his pipe. It was not lit. It had gone out hours ago. "They're too close," he said. "They can't see us." It was an unfortunate fact that the lighthouse on Benevolence Island, standing at 1,000 feet above sea level, had been built too tall. In good weather, its warning light could be seen for close to 13 leagues, all the way to the Victorian coast. In bad weather, however, when clouds or fog hung low over the island, it was often invisible. Laura leaned forward again, trying to catch sight of the vessel she had spotted a moment before. She and her father had been up here, tending to the light and keeping watch for most of the afternoon as the weather closed in and early darkness fell. Now it must be almost midnight, and the violent gale showed no sign of abating. Her father's assistant, Rory, had refused to leave his fireside to take his turn up here, claiming he had a bad cold, and her stepmother, Miriam, was in the headkeeper's quarters with Noah, Laura's 5-month-old brother. No doubt Miriam was worried sick, but neither Laura nor her father could leave the lighthouse. There were lives at stake out there on the wild water, lives that were in their hands. Benevolence Island lay between Tasmania and Victoria, in the shallow waters of the treacherous Bass Strait. The island's lighthouse had been built to warn ships away from the savage line of rocks that stretched out from the northern side of the island. The Tiger's Teeth, as they were known, and for good reason. They could rip out the bottom of a boat and slice open the flesh of its passengers. Since Laura had come to live here 9 years ago, there had been several wrecks. One in a storm like this one, where the revolving light had been hidden by the low clouds, and the other when a fog had shrouded them. On both occasions, Laura remembered vividly the wreckage strewn along the shore and the bodies that her father and his 2 assistants toiled to give a Christian burial in the island cemetery.